This is the Zorce Industries podcast.
Came back negative, so.
Well, I mean, we'd talk about a year for negativity, you know what I'm saying? you get what I'm saying? Well, Nate Dogg, I mean, no better way to end 2021 than with a last-minute COVID scare, so congratulations on testing negative. But, let's just keep it all positive, you know? Nothing wrong with nothing wrong with having a positive outlook.
I mean, listen, we try hard, right?
We certainly do, and we've been trying hard for 4 years tomorrow. How does that feel to you?
At every single end of the year pod, we say the same thing, which is like, I can't believe it's still going. I can't believe it got this far. And we always go back to like day one at the doghouse.
Right.
And our PJs being like, who knows what this is going to be? We didn't even know if we'd be talking like 30 days from that point, let alone 1 year, let alone 4 years.
Keeping
the tradition of the end of the year pod strong. I mean,
yeah, this is the fourth New Year's with Nate Dogg. Who would have known what an exciting future was ahead of us all the way back then? But yeah, I do, you know, I'm trying to keep positive over here at the end of 2021. Apparently, Betty White died today.
I saw that, tragic.
Yeah.
Devastating.
John Madden died the day that we did the New Year review. I mean, how much more will they test us? What more do we have to live through?
God is testing us
truly
supremely this holiday season.
Yeah.
It's funny when like how many people probably think about Betty White now and like never saw her in anything that made her famous. You know what I mean? Like how many people know Betty White but have never seen anything?
I actually just rewatched The Proposal on Amazon Prime. You may recall that as being the movie where
is that Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock?
Yes, Sandra Bullock, of course.
That movie fucking stunk too, but
wow.
Go on.
Wow. Well, Betty White was in it, so how about you try honoring her legacy?
She's the grandma.
She's the one that's doing Tai Chi in the forest. Yeah. She, of course, sings Lil Jon's Get Low with Sandra Bullock as they're doing exercises in the forest. We all recall the famous scene.
And of course, as you do.
I think I may have seen that movie in theaters with TJ for some reason.
You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
Is I literally just had the same thought that you did.
I don't know why we would have seen that.
I don't either.
But for some reason,
it seems
pretty, like, I seem to have a pretty vivid memory of seeing it, and I don't know why. Well, R.I.P. to Betty White. I mean,
yeah, rest in peace.
Her work in
she was
in the Proposal
for Champions.
Yeah, yeah, which isn't even the name of the show anymore. Can you believe it?
Oh yeah, we've gone through a name change. Even
so much has happened this year. I looked back on last year's episode to try to remember what a New Year's with Nate Dogg felt like.
Yeah,
I uncovered some pretty interesting things. Very clearly at the top of the page, we said, we are not going to call 2021 a, quote, dumpster fire year because so many people had abused that in 2020. You may recall that being an extremely overused phrase on the internet and in person. That was...
Oh, yeah. Everything was a dumpster fire. It's right. Like, it's almost the same thing has happened to dog shit. I say dog shit a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I call everything dog shit. It's the same thing. Everything's dog shit, but everything was a dumpster fire.
It was, in a way. And, I mean, they really let us have it with that phrase. But, you know, I don't want to look back with too much negativity on 2021, but they're making it hard for us, especially today, losing Betty White hours before the deadline.
What's going to be next year's, then? Steaming pile of diarrhea? What's like...
We'll see, dude. I don't know.
Next year's thing?
Acid hurricane or something. I'm sure they'll come up with something.
Yeah, acid hurricane. We'll go with that.
Probably.
We'll go with that 90s punk band name, Acid Hurricane.
That would actually be a great... Maybe we should quit this podcasting bullshit and move on to our punk band, because honestly, I don't know what else...
Zorce Industries is now...
it's a record
Zorce
label.
Records.
Yeah. I don't know what else to do at this point. You know, I'm trying to keep positive over here, but like I said,
they have enough of the recording equipment to probably record a legitimate album.
I would think so. Hopefully, it motivates me to make something else creative because I'm hitting a wall here. You know.
Yeah, I was having the same thing talking about like motivating to get into something. I was having this thought. I was like, over the holidays, I was like, man, nothing feels like the holiday spirits than waking up and just getting in the mood to actually start the New Year's resolution you made the year before. You know, yeah, it's always like right around the Christmas time that I'm like, man, I feel good. I should start that New Year's resolution that I made a year ago.
Yeah, time to get it in under the deadline.
With 3 weeks left.
Yeah. You know, as I look back on 2021, if I had to summarize and compile here, I would say 2021, big efforts, big failures, start to finish.
I have to agree with you.
Yep. I swung hard this year, and I said I would, and I went out there, and I did it. A lot of dead ends.
Oh, so just you personally, you're feeling like the year, not just overall as the year.
Yeah, no, I'm talking
in your very personal life.
Yep.
Big swings, big misses.
Yeah, because we came on to this 1 year ago. We sat here and we said, how are we going to forge our way forward into the future? What is it that we're going to do?
You still weren't working in garbage, were you?
Yeah, I was still working there.
Okay, see, I can't remember. That's how bad this has been. I just lose track. Okay.
It is kind of a time warp that we're living in.
It's rough. It's brutal. So big swings, big misses. You said dead ends. Go on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we sat here and we conspired and we said, how is it that we're going to improve things in 2021, especially related to the pod? We said, you know what? We need big guests.
Big guests.
And this was in the beginning of 21. This was still the Zoom era of the pod. And let me tell you something. I reached out. I sent some messages. I sent some emails. I said, let's get some big gets on this show here. And I probably hit up close to 100 people, did get 4 people on the show. So that was nice.
I'm pretty impressed with who you did get. Like, yeah. Not that they're like red carpet people per se, but you're like, oh, wow, that's actually, you're like, huh. Okay.
Yeah. A lot of effort. That took probably most of my non-working hours for about 3 months, the first quarter.
So you should be commended for that. You're not Joe Rogan. You're not, you know, you don't have Lex Friedman and Malcolm Gladwell on your podcast, but
correct.
But I mean, I bet if you reached out to Jordan Peterson and just said that you're like a Nazi and that you think his ideas are bad and you want to debate him on it, he might come on. You just trick him. You just got to trick him with that.
Dude, I tried being polite to people. I tried everything. I got a few people on. Biggest miss was I had a pretty good email thread going with Paul Sr. of American Chopper's fame.
That's the one that comes to mind.
Yeah, and that was a near miss. Unfortunately, at the end, he figured out that I'm a fucking loser, and then his agent stopped following me. But his agent or manager or whoever followed me on Instagram when the whole thing started. And then I posted a picture from Knotfest where I contracted COVID-19. You may be familiar with the novel coronavirus. But I posted a picture from that, and that is the only thing that guy has ever liked.
Oh, no way, really?
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, so.
That's hilarious.
I guess in a way that's its own win. But yeah, that was...
Right, chalk it up.
Yep.
Chalk it up.
Yeah, so that was how I started the first part of 2021, was I was like, let's get some bigger names on here, put all the eggs into that basket, and then I got so burnt on that, I not only stopped reaching out, I also deleted that entire version of the podcast. After over 3 years of work on that, I took all of those and destroyed them from the internet. So that's pretty cool.
It felt a little bit like when Jordan went to the White Sox. Like
sure.
When he left the Bulls and decided to go try to play baseball.
Kind
like,
of.
Man, you're really destroying a lot of like quality career right here.
Yeah, only if...
Like, I just want a fresh start somewhere else.
Yeah, only like if instead of being on the Bulls, he was just playing at a very equal level baseball team and not doing before.
And rec ball.
Yeah, that's what it's like. It would be like if he made a direct lateral move and then everyone also continued not really paying attention. So that was pretty good. So yeah, we swung big, tried to get some big guests, got a few, a lot of effort, not a lot of success. And then
listen, you can't hit a home run if you're not trying to hit it over the fence, you know?
It was very much a Wayne Gretzky, take all the shots or you cannot succeed. So that was great.
That's the quote. Yeah, I think that's what
take
it
a lot, and it turns out the reality is take a lot of shots and then most people just kind of play their own game and they're not really interested in playing hockey with you. Yep.
Take a lot of shots. You get a lot of deflections off the bounce off the pole, you know?
Yep.
Looks good for a while. Deflection goes off the pole. Unlucky, you know?
Yep. Moved on to the rebrand and delete strategy. And that has been...
So it's now the Zorse Industries podcast?
Correct. And that champions. Has been exactly equal in success. So very much a lateral move on that so far.
Did you find any difference that the name change, like, changed traffic, like number of clicks or like your ranking?
No, it's all pretty much exactly the same. Almost the same listenership, almost the same everything. Bigger guests, tried it, moved on. Rebrand, did it, moved on. And then we said, you know what, let's really push it to the next level. Live show weekly, IRL.
I thought your live show was genius. Thank you. Never got to see it, but yep. I thought the concept was legitimately genius.
Thanks. Yeah, tried real hard on that. We did 21 episodes of it. Sunday slot. Started out with a boom, then it kind of tapered, then it really tapered, then it pretty much just fizzled out. We did our Halloween show to an audience of one person. That was rough. And then we did our end of the year episode to three people. So,
do you have any highlights? Were there any high moments?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had a professional wrestler come in and put a guy through a folding table in like the
third. Wait.
Yeah.
How have you described this fucking failed live show to me and not a single time?
Well, the thing is, Nate, is that I post about it three times a week.
Really?
Yeah, that's the thing, is that I did an awful lot to make sure that people knew about it, and anyone who wants to see those episodes, those are available over on the Zorse Industries YouTube channel.
What professional wrestler, and who did he throw through a folding table?
The bare-knuckled berserker, Lord Crew, threw local rocker and punk legend John Hayes through a folding table 3 feet in front of the stage at the show. Yeah.
Like choke slam him or like
he picked him up on his shoulders and then threw him with his shoulders going directly through the table.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we had that. We had Connor sing Jumper with an acoustic guitar, and then he fully pissed his pants through while singing the entire thing. That was a highlight. Connor also, you may recall, is dressing up as human bag of shit while doing 5 minutes of stand-up. Is that I made a 4-foot-tall paper bag costume of dog shit. Yeah, we had a lot of highlights on it. For some reason, people just didn't want to watch it. I don't know what it is.
Dude, God.
Yeah, so the fate of that show and the future of it.
Show to Netflix. Get Netflix to help you set up some live audiences. Yeah. They gave Middleditch and Schwartz money to just fucking do dumbass improv
to
in front
make
of
up a show on the spot. Yeah,
they can't give you a few bucks to fucking get professional wrestlers to slam dudes through tables while someone's doing comedy.
The thing is that, and I did all of that with a budget of $100 a week, all of which I gave away to the people that were on the show. So I don't know what it is, dude. I don't know. The future of that show is currently up in the air, as we do not have a new confirmed time slot, and at least half of the people that I did stand up with in Cincinnati are currently quarantined for having COVID right now.
Yeah, because of course they do.
Here's where I'm at. I'm done. Number one, I'm done complaining. All right, I'm done with that.
No thanks. No,
I'm over that. But here is my question: what should I do? I don't know what to do. I don't. I currently don't have a venue to do the show live. Or guests, because all of them, half of them are currently sick. The other half will probably be sick within the next couple of weeks. Yeah, I don't know what to do, man. I mean, we did the in-person pods for 2.5 years. We did the Zoom pods for a year. We did the live show pods for 7-8 months to minimal response, despite the fact that we were literally throwing people through tables. I was doing this thing called the gauntlet, where I had comics go up and do 5 minutes while we did everything we could behind them to make sure that it went poorly.
That's the thing that I thought was genius. I thought that was fucking terrific.
Yeah, thank you. The last one of those, I had a pinata suspended above the comic's head that was filled with dead batteries, and I had one guy with a police baton, and then the other guy with a kid's baseball bat just beating the shit out of the thing while he's up there. And people are sitting at home. Like, I don't get it. You know?
Wait, did you like film any of this?
Yeah, oh my God, Nate, all of it is available online.
Listen, Giles, you're talking to a guy, listen.
You're talking to a guy that watches TV all day. It's on there.
TV, that's the thing.
Yep.
I don't watch TV. What is it? Is it on Instagram? Because it's on Instagram.
It is on YouTube. Like every other podcast and everything else, it's available there. You can find it.
Source Industries Pod.
Yeah, dude.
Source Industries on YouTube.
Yeah, you just look up Cool Show Man. You'll see 21 episodes.
All right. I'm going to watch all of them.
Do it. Do it. Like and subscribe. It's good stuff. You can see it on there. Point
listen,
being,
guys,
I don't know.
I'm going to apologize that I haven't done it sooner.
Well, you know what? I
should have done that much sooner.
It's 2022. It's never too late for a fresh start. And that's what I'm wondering. What do I do now? You know, I'm putting all this effort in. I got the number one most frequent guest of the very podcast doesn't even know that the live shows exist. All right. What the hell? What do I switch to, like, an Instagram friendly hobby? What do I do now? You know, should I start pouring resin tables with chunks of wood?
Why has that become a thing?
I don't know, man. Should I get into rock climbing and just wear real tight pants as I go up the rock walls? What do I do? How do I get traction for the show? Do I get into powerlifting?
Powerlifting seems to be big.
Powerlifting, but I rep like clothing brands that won't exist in 6 months. You know, things like that.
Shout out to Land's End. They make the best workout gear.
Well, it's just like Instagram athletic clothing brands that will not exist because it's literally just like low quality imported leggings that they're banking on someone in China making, but there's no guarantee that it's going to happen. Should I get like a $4,000 camera and start putting up pictures of sunsets? What do I do? What is something that is impossible to fail at? Because I need a confidence boost at this point moving into 2022.
I mean, you should get into politics.
Just get real angry at the camera.
Just get angry at everything.
Yep.
And because it seems like everything goes right now in politics, right?
Yeah, any opinion, if you're angry about it.
Anything goes. So you just need to start voicing your opinions. But start small. Start going to like your local school board meetings.
Yep.
And gain traction by being that guy that disrupts the meeting.
I'll disrupt the meeting. I'll make a name for myself. And then I'll run unopposed for something.
Exactly.
Get my foot in the door, get my name out there, and then just build from there. This is not a bad idea, man. I should just... See, I'm putting all this effort in trying to do things I like. I should do something I don't like.
And I told you about this off camera.
Yeah.
The only person that ran unopposed in our local election was the graveyard keeper. Literally the person that is in charge of the graveyards of our town.
Which I assume he must get some compensation. I assume he's out there
It's a position we voted on. We voted to have someone.
Like, is he literally just like out there with a string trimmer? Like,
I don't know.
Or is his job to call the people that go out there with string trimmers? Because otherwise it's pretty much it, I think. And then there's probably like an Excel sheet that says where people are buried. But other than that, I don't really know.
I have no idea what that job could possibly entail. All I know is that it's a voted on position. And the way I voted was, all right, if there's a guy that wants to do that, he's probably the right man for the job.
Yeah, I imagine.
There's a guy that wants to take care of graveyards.
I imagine the person that lives in the corner of Southwest New Hampshire that actively wants to manage a graveyard. I can imagine what that person seems like and what they do for a good time. And I think that they probably need the victory in their life of being voted in as the graveyard keeper. So
they need one. Yes. You're right. They need one.
So hats off to that person. You know,
getting back to you, like, I feel like influencer might be the most overused word of 2021.
The only thing I'm trying to influence people to do is watch my goddamn show. And I just...
The number one guest doesn't even watch the fucking show.
Yeah, he doesn't even know what it is. That's the most upsetting part. So, I mean, clearly I'm doing something wrong.
I know what it is. I just didn't know that you had video footage of it.
Yeah, hours and hours. I was probably spending a minimum of 15 hours per week writing, producing, filming, and outputting and promoting this show. It is truly a mental illness.
So you picked up a second part-time job.
Yeah. Yes, essentially. To go in there and... lose money each week doing this. So I'm wondering, yeah, man, I don't know what else to do. I mean, other than to, I don't know, spend like $3,000 on a road bike and have that be my personality. Like, that's something that I could do.
Yeah. You need a full sleeve tattoo first.
That's something.
So that could be your full person. So that can be more of your personality.
That's actually not a bad idea, because I haven't cracked the seal on tattoos. And if I get one and it doesn't hurt, I will probably waste most of my income just ruining my body with haphazard tattoos. That's something I could do.
And then on the side, you can promote makeup products.
That would be smart. And, tattoo.
Oh my God, here's what you do. Yep. Tattoo your face. Start like selling your face, like that guy that sold his face to like Pornhub and YouPorn, and they put tattoos on his face. Are you aware of this person?
I am not.
You are not aware of the guy who literally sold his own tattoos.
I would be surprised that many
porn sites, to porn websites.
I would be surprised if many of those websites actually went through and wanted him to do that, because it sounds more like that's an idea that he had. Like,
it is an idea.
Well, like, you know the rapper Riff Raff?
Oh, yeah.
You know how he has both, like, a BET neck tattoo and an MTV chest tattoo?
Yeah.
They didn't... both of those companies are like, we did not tell or ask him to do that. Like, we want it to be very clear that we did not ask for this. So my guess is that that guy may have gone ahead with that and then tried to follow up for some compensation.
No, I think they gave him like $500 to do it.
Man,
maybe I'll look it up so I don't get it wrong.
It sounds more like someone on the internet paid him $500 just to try and get him to do that. That might be the best Kickstarter that's ever been made.
So what I was going to say is you could do that and then just sell makeup products and like cover up your tattoos.
Oh, like Pete Davidson.
Exactly.
Smart move.
And then you're like, listen, if it can cover up my tattoos, then what can it do for your ugly ass face?
That's a good idea, man. These are very good ideas. I don't know, man. I guess I need to figure out what to do in 2022. You got anything exciting coming down the line for you? You got any live talk shows you're trying to start or anything you were at?
Yeah. I tattooed porn websites on my face so my kids wouldn't starve. It's the name of the Vice article.
That sounds like a good Vice art. Did you know that you can just write for Vice? Like, you can just write something and there's like an email or a form you can fill out, and if they like it, they'll just give you some amount of money.
So is it like not peer reviewed?
I mean, they must have an editor that goes through and puts it out, but if you want to write for Vice, you can just submit shit, and if they like it, they'll throw you probably a very small amount of compensation. Yeah.
This dude has Porn Fidelity, Spew.com, and X-Hamster tattooed on his cheek. From his, like, below his eye, from like the top of his cheekbone to like the start of his mouth.
I would believe that Spew.com would have done that with a name like that. Yeah.
Oh, that's yeah. Can I buy more for the cheek real estate? How much more is it good? I don't want just the chin spot. I want spew.com to be prominent on his cheek. Sorry, that got away from
it's all right.
Your question.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know. I gotta figure out what I've gotta do. What you got any plans for 2022?
I mean, you're still working the government.
Yeah.
Just become like a hitman for the government. Fuck it.
That's true, man. You got any ideas for yourself? You got anything you're trying to do?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna try to become a hitman for the government. No.
That'd be pretty cool.
Well, so listen, I actually had a change in jobs. I was laid off in March.
Yep.
Spent the last 10 years of my life studying graphic design, working through many different facets of graphic design, finally landing a job that I was like, this seems like it's good for me. I enjoy this.
Uh-huh.
And then 3 years later, I was like, this kind of stinks. And then I was like, maybe I should do something else. And then they fired me. And I was like, huh, now I really need to do something else.
And you're welcome.
And yep. And then you go, oh, well, I guess I'm going to get into golf. And they're like, by the way, back to square one. So the whole like last 10 years, the whole last decade that you just spent trying to like build your credentials and experience and everything. By the way, you're going back to square one. You're going back to school, buddy.
You threw it all away, guys.
Yeah. So I'm back to square one.
Nice.
Pursuing a career in golf.
Nice.
So that's fun. And I recently failed the online test. It's like a written
like
exam.
A rules test?
Well, so here's what it is. It's really cool.
Uh-huh.
They give you a whole packet of information, right? And it's like the history of golf,
yep,
the rules of golf, golf's bylaws, and like constitution. Literally, there's a PGA constitution and its bylaws, right?
Uh-huh.
You read all that shit, and then they're like, we're going to give you a test that we think will show a good comprehension of the what it means to be a head professional or a PGA professional.
Yep.
Dude, every fucking question was like, who is the chairman of the board of directors? Is it the vice president of the PGA? Is it the secretary of the PGA? Or is it an elected official elected by the association? And I'm like, who the fuck gives a shit?
Yep.
Who fucking cares who the chief who sits as the chair head of the board of directors? And if I basically missed the cutoff by 6 questions, and they asked like 20 questions on who gets to make decisions, yep, on amending the PGA Constitution. Is it? And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? So I failed that test.
Nice.
Got all that shit wrong.
Yep.
And so now I have to take it again in like 2 weeks.
Wow.
Or actually, you're allowed to take it 30 days after you fail it. So at least now I know what to study for.
Yeah. It sounds like someone's going to be hitting the books. Well, I'm glad you're looking forward to 2022 because we got some predictions to make.
Oh, we always make predictions.
We did.
Always wrong.
You know what? I actually reviewed our predictions for 2021.
Did we get one right?
The first one was we predicted a major political assassination. President of Haiti shot in the head.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was like pretty early into 21.
Right. I totally forgot about that. Holy
he
shit.
He was murdered. Oh, and they never God. Really said who did it, and no one really cared.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I mean, no one cared when they got hit by a hurricane either, so.
Yeah, well, yeah. What are you going to do?
Wait,
yeah.
That's fucking hilarious. I don't think that was the one we wanted to get right.
I assumed it was going to be like, a little more close to home, but I mean, what are you going to do?
A major political assassination. Yep. Within 2 months of that prediction.
Yep.
There is indeed a major political assassination.
Yep. We predicted like a Woodstock-style event with a huge number of gatherers. And I don't know if you know a guy named Travis Scott, but he had himself.
Oh, my God. You're right. Holy shit.
Yep. I believe it was only 50, 60,000 at that. But, you know.
I mean, that's close. That's enough.
They acted like 100. So, yep, that was an event.
Well, it wasn't quite that because a few of them didn't actually leave.
Yes, that is also true.
Ooh, that's a dark joke. That was a real dark one. Sorry.
I predicted that there would be a movie that comes out that I like.
There's no way that happened.
I went through my planner and I, number one, I saw.
Actually, it is true, but I can name it one immediately, and it's one of my favorite movies ever now.
I saw 25 movies that I had not seen before this year.
That's pretty good.
And only.
That's low for you, though.
Only two of them came out in 2021.
Okay.
And only one of them I saw in a theater, and that was Fast 9.
I mean, we knew you were going to see it in the theater.
It's. I've seen every single other one, so I had no choice. But I have.
COVID or not, I think could have been surrounded by a forest fire. You were seeing that.
I saw it in Brattleboro, and there were two other people in the theater.
No social distancing. The one sits right in front of you. The other one sits right behind you.
Yeah, exactly. So technically the best and worst movie that I saw this year was Fast 9, which would have been accurate anyway, because it was both the best and worst movie.
Well, listen, I have an easy one for you. Well, best movie was Inside by Bo Burnham.
So that's the thing is like, I did see,
I think it's, you can call that a movie.
Like I watched something like 15 comedy specials, but in terms
of
actual movies, there were a couple. They were fine. Everything was fine. The only other new movie I saw was Coming to America with a number 2 with Eddie Murphy.
I'll be honest, that looked fucking putrid.
It was fine. It has to catch the nostalgia of people that saw the original one in the 80s.
Sure. So you know my answer because we covered it on the last pod. Red Notice.
Red Notice. That was your favorite
by
movie.
By far the worst thing I watched this year.
That was your favorite movie that you saw?
Dude, I watched beheading videos in Bangladesh that I thought were better than that.
That's pretty cool. Nice. Yeah.
Dude, that movie fucking stunk. Yep. It fucking stunk. It was an absolute steaming pile of diarrhea. What is that? Well, is that what I'm trying to get?
I think so. I mean, I can tell you in terms of 2022 on the way.
Predictions for next year. Got it.
I am predicting I will not see a film that I like in 2022. And that is because Fast 10 and John Wick 4 have been pushed to 2023.
Oh, so you're just banking on there's definitely going to be nothing good next year.
I mean, based on what I know already, there's nothing really to look forward to. Right. Those would literally be the only two movies that would bring... Actually, I take that back. Apparently, Scream 5 is coming out in January. And I just rewatched...
Wow.
I just rewatched Scream 1 through 4 in October, so...
Do they hold up? I haven't seen those in ages.
I love them. I had a very good time. And I even enjoyed Scream 4, which was unbelievable because it was made years after the originals. But it was the last Wes Craven film. So yeah, actually, I take that back. I am looking forward to seeing Scream 5, even though Wes Craven is not there to direct it. However, it does have Neve Campbell and Arquette in it. So I mean,
but outside of that, we know that everything else is going to suck.
There is nothing to look forward to. I can assure you of that. And then I tried to make some other predictions, and this is truly difficult because, I mean, who saw Betty White dying today and you having a COVID scare? I mean, you can't tell the future anymore.
No, you can't.
You can't. I've pieced together a few things here, and these are some pretty big swings here. And keep in mind that I've been wrong about most other future events outside of our predictions for 21, but... To start off, among other things, in 22, big swing off the top. I'm thinking maybe towards the fall, partial U.S. economic collapse that will be blamed fully on the nursing industry.
That's very specific and pretty bold.
Yeah, it is bold, but for some reason, I just feel like they've got it coming to them. You know, they tried to blame part of 08 on teachers, and I feel like people are more fired up at the nurses now.
Oh, for sure. See, I was going to like be more conservative, like be like, we're going to see a good underdog story.
Oh, that would be nice. You know, we got the Summer Olympics in Beijing. Do you think there's going to be a war before or after that?
It's Winter Olympics, but could definitely be going on while they might be doing the cross country skiing through the minefield that day.
Correct. Yep.
They're good. In the biathlon, they use AK-47s.
That would be cool, man, to actually just kind of crank things up a little bit.
It's basically a tough mutter with AKs.
I don't know what's making me say this, but I think we're going to see like a major entertainment entity dissolve, either like Viacom or ABC or CBS, like something that is so big it's not even going to make sense to us is going to, if not dissolve, at least get bought out by someone and rebranded.
You know what I could see? What's this? Is real. Yep. ESPN. I could see ESPN like going under.
So it's already owned by Disney, but I wouldn't be surprised if maybe NBC just buys like a monopoly on all sports or something.
Right. I just like, so when you look at ESPN, it's just like,
it's unbearable.
It's like Sports Center and like other dog shit. Like
when I was, we went down to drop off my grandmother after Christmas, and she has cable at her house, and I am not joking.
Did she make the top 10 plays?
No, but they turn on the TV, and they are televising pickleball on ESPN.
Yeah, dude, we've talked about that. They've televised fucking cornhole. They've had like
cornhole
world
pickleball, darts.
Hey, listen, I love me some darts.
I guess, but I mean, what kind of fucking... Like, does ESPN just not have the rights to put out, like, basketball? Because, like, TNT and all these other major networks have the actual sports. So other than college shit.
Right.
I think that's a very astute observation on your part. Yeah. If ESPN just goes out.
I can see it.
I think this is this is a pretty, pretty safe assumption here. I think this summer, once we, if the numbers drop down again, I think we are going to see some of the most absurd band reunions that you could possibly imagine.
Oh, interesting.
I'm thinking like Hootie and the Blowfish, like Stained.
So not good bands.
But like every band that is bad, I think is coming back. I'm thinking Lit, My Own Worst Enemy. those guys are probably going to do something. Maybe a Smash Mouth anniversary tour.
They don't need an anniversary tour. They already did a COVID party.
They did
COVID
Sturgis
at a Sturgis. Yeah.
But I like.
So they're already on top of their game. They don't even need it.
What if they put out like a single? Tour. What if they got together with the Swedish guy that does all of Taylor Swift's songs, and then Smash Mouth just put out like, like an absolute banger in 2022?
I mean, I would love to see it happen.
Yeah.
And then they decide to make another Shrek movie just specifically
inspired by that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Inspired by it.
Yeah.
I mean, how many bands, like, is everyone even still alive in?
I know Rolling Stones lost their drummer. Probably some other major musicians will die at this point that we never thought would. That would be a big thing.
Oh, I think that, yeah, I think that's for a given. Sure gonna happen.
And then other than that, I'm thinking probably maybe late summer, early fall, like a Katrina-sized weather event in the U.S. that no one even cares about. Like, jeez, part of L.A. would burn down, and everyone would be like, well, that just happens, and we'll just kind of continue on through our life.
Yeah, I mean, even if most of L.A. burned down, I don't think people would care that much.
Yeah, so, I mean, those are my main predictions for 2022, and I'm thinking pretty safe bet on a lot of those.
Yeah, just bring them to the books right now. I mean, don't even...
Yeah.
Don't even question them.
But I mean, you know, world's imploding apart. You got anything exciting that you're looking forward to specifically this year, 2022?
Literally, so I was supposed to go to Thailand in like January.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's so, like, I'm looking forward to that.
Yep.
And then I'm also doing a little golf trip down to Pinehurst.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, and maybe I'll join you for that. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I think you might know a thing or two about it.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited for that. But the rest of the year is just, I'm just going to let it come to me.
Yeah,
you know?
We got a June wedding. I'm looking forward to that. That'll be...
We have a June wedding? Oh, yeah, no, you're right. We do have a June wedding.
I think for the last two of them, I have been like, well, I mean, that's definitely going to be the last one for a while. But this one, I really do...
It really is.
I really am pretty sure this is going to be the last one for a while.
For a good while, too.
Yeah, yeah, it's actually... It's extremely dark, but it's pretty much going to be a coin toss between the next person to get married or the first person to get divorced. That's probably where we're headed towards.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
It is dark.
It is, but we'll see. I mean, hopefully, you know, love continues to reign supreme in 2022. I know I'm looking forward to it. I don't know. I got a few little adventures on the books. Certainly interested to find out if this show is still going to exist in 2 weeks.
I mean... It has to. Like, it has to at this point.
I guess,
because
I
don't know. Now it's just, like, funnier to keep it going.
Yeah, it's like an ironic prank on myself where I waste all my time and it never works out.
It's an elaborate prank.
Yep.
But you always know it's coming.
Exactly.
So it's never, like, you're basically punked, but you planned it. You're the actor who's getting abused by it.
Yeah.
And you're filming it and recording it for the rest of the world. So you're punking yourself, but you're doing every part of it by yourself.
You know what? You're right. Well, I can't wait to continue doing that in 2022. And, you know, Nate Dogg, I want to thank you again for.
Can you get away with doing punked nowadays?
Do you know that they brought punked back for Quibi?
No way.
Yes, and it was hosted by someone insane.
It was hosted
by Chance the Rapper.
No.
Look up Chance the Rapper Punked, and it was going to be a show on Quibi. I'm certain of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like there's just been way too many things happening where it's like everybody's on edge. Like,
that's actually
Frank.
You know what? Glad you brought that up, because I sit here and, you know, I reminisce and I say, oh, my God. All this time and all this effort to make this show that no one watched, but at least I'm doing better than Quibi. Yeah, I'm still here, man. And that had over $1 billion in seed funding, and I had a budget of $100 a week. And the last show that I did there, I got paid in an envelope full of singles.
Wow, that's funny.
Yes.
That's funny.
The bartender apologized and said it was all they had, and I said, thank you so much, and then I put all my shit in my car and left.
Did you at least get, like, chicken fingers?
Nope. No food, no drink budget.
Oh.
Yeah. It's fine, though. I don't know. We'll see. I'll probably just end up... I'll probably just do the show there for another entire year to an enormous amount of failure. But yeah, I'm looking forward to another year.
Listen, I'm looking forward to finally tuning in.
I'll send you the links.
Yeah. Like and subscribe, everybody. The link's in the description.
Yeah, please do. Well, Nate Dogg, I can't wait to do this again in another year, predictably. Can reminisce on our successes, our triumphs, and all of our efforts.
I think the sadder part is when I think about, like, economically and job-wise,
yep.
The first podcast, like, the first episode,
yep.
I'm not doing that much better.
I am actively...
year-end.
My professional career, I am technically employed, although it's it is scheduled to end in less than a year. And I would say, objectively, every other aspect of my life outside of that is, at best, the same. At the absolute best, everything else in my life is exactly the same. Like, fitness, love life, I get, technically, I'm out of debt now. Other than that, everything else is the same, or my body is failing me. So yeah, good stuff.
And like, speaking of love life in COVID, it's been really difficult, right? It's been tough to meet people. You end up getting a little bit out of the groove.
I have literally never been in the groove in my entire life.
Well, let me tell you this story then.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like, I feel like I used to know how to, like, talk to just anyone, but also sometimes talk to girls at, like, parties and, like, even at a bar or something. But
I have been informed by multiple people recently that I am incapable of talking to other human beings. Which I thought I was doing fine, but these critics
see, that's disagree. What I'm saying. Yeah. And, like, today's day and age, it can be hard to, like, find a soulmate. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And I think that, like, even now when you're just going down the street, you know, you, like, see someone on the sidewalk and you're like, man, what if she's my soulmate? What if she's the one that, like, we're just perfect for each other? But, like, you know, I'm driving and, like, you can't really tell. But, like,
I guess that's why you have to catcall.
But, like, what if I just had the courage to, like, I don't know, stop the car? Like,
exactly, dude. Yell at her from
your
car.
Down and just, like, say something to her, like, say anything, like, show me them
That is truly a classic, Nate Dogg. Thank you for, I think that's the perfect way to wrap up 2021. I want to thank you, not only for today, but for the last 4 years of incredible content here on the Zorse Industries podcast. I mean,
it's been a pleasure.
There's no one else I would rather have a not failing but certainly not successful podcast kicked off with so many episodes with.
Listen, hey, you're doing a great job.
Thanks. Hey, you know what? Nate Dogg, and you too.
If you find yourself, like, looking over a tall bridge and you're just kind of, like, rocking back and forth, just don't do it, gals. You're fine.
That sounds good. I think you're right. All right, Nate Dogg. Well, hey, Happy New Year's, buddy.
Hey, Happy New Year's, pal.
All right,
man. It's a real joy.
It really is.
Thank you for listening. Please visit ZorseIndustries.com. Goodbye.